Canada's news is on Canada Talks. This is National Post Radio on Sirius XM 167.
Good morning, Canada. Seen as a bit of a third rail for some provincial elections. Cutting religious school funding, increasing the religious school funding. What should provincial taxpayers be fitting the bill on? What should provincial education ministries be doing? An op-ed in nationalpost.com by Beth Green. Activists who want to cut off religious school funding are out of step with the majority. Canadians see the benefits of having a diversity of educational options available for their children. This comes from a poll conducted by the Angus Reid Institute on behalf of the think tank CARDIS. Beth Green is program director for CARDIS Education. Beth joins us now on the program. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks ever so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Interesting poll here in that you say 61% of Canadians say yes, religious and faith-based schools should receive public funding.
That's correct. Yeah, when we asked the question, as far as you're concerned, should religious and faith-based schools receive funding, that's what Canadians told us.
So how did you sort of ask that question? In what kind of context, what kind of other issues were you presenting to them? Because it can clearly go in a number of directions.
It can, and that's a really important question to put this just in its broader context. So CARDIS teamed up with Angus Reid this year to celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary since Confederation. And we've been asking Canadians across the space of the year all kinds of different questions about their attitudes to religion, spirituality, how they think religious life should be lived out in Canada, and what it means to them as part of their identity as Canadians. So this was a question that was part of that that bigger study. It's worth pointing out that Canadians weren't backwards and coming forwards with their opinions and their views. Really mixed perspectives on broadly whether or not religion is a good thing in public life, but still with all of that going on, the message for funding of religious schools is pretty clear.
Well, where did the mix come in what you're referring to there about religion in public life? Was it a geographic thing, a demographic thing?
No, so it's more to do with how people describe themselves and their views about religion. We kind of found that people identified in kind of four different spaces. So there was a pretty staunch 19% who are non-believers. But then the rest of the mix is pretty interesting. You have, I guess, on the other hand, another 21% who say, yeah, I'm religiously committed, which means I show up at my church or my temple or my place of worship pretty frequently. And then two other kind of categories in the middle, we call them privately faithful, which accounts for about 30%, and 30% spiritually uncertain. So that translates into views about religion and religious institutions in public life in pretty interesting ways. I think some people think that's more bad than good. And I guess what we're trying to say is the picture is really messy and much more complex than we expected it to be. When it comes to the religious funding question, there are a couple of things that that stood out to me. So you have got people who are kind of all in, who say, about a third of them, who say, let's fund religious schools on exactly the same basis as a government school, a government secular school. But you have also got another 30% who are saying, actually, maybe not give religious schools the same amount, but recognise that these are people who are paying taxes in, you know, a provincial level, and you know, let's give them partial funding, which is what happens in British Columbia and Alberta. And the other thing that's kind of really interested me is that it's younger Canadians who seem to be kind of much more laid back about these issues and are saying, yeah, we still feel connected to issues of spiritual identity and religion. We're okay. You know, they're more likely to be in favor of funding religious schools.
Yeah. Are they saying, are younger Canadians saying, we support it because we personally have these views and we want them for ourselves or our children? Or are they saying it from a ecumenical, politically correct, perhaps, perspective?
So I can't answer that from the kind of the way that we did the polling, I kind of have a third hunch, which is that they're familiar with this. This is actually the system that they grew up in. Because remember that in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, religious schools are funded. So it's also part of, we're comfortable with this. We value the education that we had. Again, that's a hunch, because I'd love to be able to do kind of more detailed study about the reasons why people make the choices they do for their own children. I think that would tell us, that would kind of get at your question.
We're joined now by Beth Green from Cardis Education. And Beth, I think, you're right about what people are climatized to. I went to a Catholic school in Toronto for my high school. And look, I can tell you, I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with it being round. And it's not particularly Catholic, as much as this would upset some Catholics and parents. I mean, with the teachers, there were teachers who were Jewish and LGBT and stuff that may not conform with, Vatican II principles and so forth, to put it mildly. So people might be okay with that because they're used to it. But did you ask any questions like, are you okay with taxpayer-created Islamic school systems?
We didn't ask that question, so I can't answer that from the data. I'm not able to kind of drill down into what people's views are about schools funded in other ways. I think it's important that public funding, does come with reciprocal expectations, so that those institutions that are funded are free from extremist views, from discrimination on the basis of religion, race, gender, sexual orientation. I would agree with you that that's actually really important.
Right. So do you think we might get some different views if we did kind of the deep dive into the particular religions and so forth?
I honestly don't know, and I'd love somebody to help me and fund the study and work with me, because I think all those sorts of questions about why people choose the schools that they do, we need an awful lot more information about that. We know in Ontario that it sort of looks like people might be voting with their feet, and the share of people's going or the enrollment share of independent schools is growing. Quite a lot of those independent schools are religious, but I kind of need to put the pieces together and see if that's what's going on. Is that why people are choosing them?
Yeah, no, for sure. Fair point there. Good point, because, this is a big political issue, particularly in Ontario, where past elections have been fought over this matter. And it's still raw because there are, currently a lot of parent advocacy groups who are concerned about these very issues. And they all sort of have a slightly different take on what they want out of it.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's helpful that we actually have models in the rest of Canada on how to kind of restructuring funding that we could actually look at. So I'm really interested in the way that British Columbia kind of funds schools. It kind of moves to this partial level funding, and that therefore parents seem very connected to the decisions they make. And I'm also interested that in this poll, even though, maybe this is a bit of a stereotype, but just that West Coast vibe, right? British Columbia doesn't necessarily see itself as kind of, maybe it's more of a kind of mixed province in terms of religious views and secularism. But even, there's this strong kind of confident expression of the view that, this is part of who we are in BC, and we've got a very sort of flexible funding situation. Parents like it, and it's really working. BC is one of the provinces, along with Alberta, that internationally, we look at and say this is these provinces where the standards of education are very high.
All right, Beth Green, where can people find more information on this survey?
So you can either go to the Angus Reid website or the Cardis website. The Angus Reid website will have all of the questions we asked, all of the other pieces. If you're interested in some of these bigger issues around religion and public life, it's all freely available to download.
All right, sounds good. Beth Green from Cardis Education, thanks very much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
All right, lots coming up on the program. Christian Luprecht joining us, Royal Military College professor, talking about that bizarre new directive from the defense minister. Unless it means saving lives, Canadian forces can no longer use information obtained through torture. And Sue Ann Levy joining us for an update on that tragic death of the Shermans, Barry and Honey Sherman, a prominent Toronto billionaires, a story that has had a lot of people speculating and scratching their heads over the weekend on what exactly happened in the death of those two prominent Canadian philanthropists. Sue Ann Levy joining us to break that down in Hour 3 coming up shortly on Sirius XM Canada Talks, Channel 167.